Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and make it can and will make this earth a much better place. During this last hour, I interviewed Simon Parks, live from the United Kingdom. What an interesting fellow. He will be coming back as well on my show on May 12th, and I'm also be inviting Cliff High, a wonderful fellow who uses computers to looks into the future with great accuracy on hopefully he'll be able to come on May 12th. I want to thank everyone so much for their donations and support, especially Faison and Shirley in Florida, Marku in Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Rod Shastri in beautiful Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal, the Crystal Voyage Bookstore, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. And with that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, providing wonderful support. My wonderful friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiromoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Modal Peace Project, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance, and everyone here at KKNW who helped me with my show. Out of This World Television is also broadcasting three times a week now on Comcast Channel 22 here in Puget Sound. For complete programming, please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150. You can also see my shows under YouTube under my name, Ted or Theodore Marr, or Out of This World. With that, I'd like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Michiko's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently, and I know that your love and prayers will really help her. I'd also like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who's diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer. My book on Messages from the Masters is done. It's being edited now. It should be published in a couple of months, and I'll let you know as soon as it's published. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. We will be having another conference at the same location because of its big success this year. The dates will be March 9, 10, 11, 2018, and Simon Park said he will be appearing by Skype for the conference. I asked him if he'd like to fly. I'd get him a ticket from England, but he says he doesn't fly, but he will be there giving a presentation. With that, I'd like to tell you about some wonderful upcoming events. From June 22nd to the 27th, I'll be sponsoring a wonderful spiritual trip to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is the root chakra of this beautiful planet, and we hope to see Sasquatch, UFOs, and get in contact with the people of the Hollow Earth. One of the things that the Sasquatch have asked me to ask everyone to bring along are organic cinnamon rolls with lots of white frosting, because they love the white frosting. It's something they can't get in the woods up there, and they do like the cinnamon. So if you go along on the trip, could you please bring some cinnamon rolls with white frosting? The Sasquatch would really appreciate it. That's not a joke. They really do like the white frosting and the cinnamon rolls. If you're interested in coming on the trip, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I've already paid for camping right on the mountain, so that's free. The cost is $200, and it'll be a trip that I guarantee will be out of this world. Two more events coming up. In the Dominican Republic, there's a beautiful conference called the Conference of Peace and Light. The dates are August 18th to the 21st, 2017, in beautiful Punta Cana, in Dominican Republic, with some of the world's best psychic, spiritualists, and UFO people. Their website is www.paxluxmundi.com, and I hope you can come. And finally, for those of you who've been feeling tired last week, we were hit by another wave of positive energy. The Schumann resonance of the planet has now gone to up to about 90, and this is quite significant because for tens of thousands of years, up until September of last year, the Schumann resonance, or the frequency of planet Earth, was 7.8 hertz. It jumped to 36 Christmas time, then 40 in January. Now it's at 90. It's the highest it's been in tens of thousands of years, and everyone's feeling it now. The frequency of the planet is going higher and higher and higher. And with that, I'd like to introduce briefly two wonderful guests I have on the phone. Seija from Finland, from the Helsinki area. Seija, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Ed. I'm very happy to be here now.
I'm so happy you could come on today. Seija stayed up to be on the show today for a few minutes to talk about the conference, and we're going to be bringing in Deborah, the love guru and matchmaker. She's a wonderful lady, and I can't wait to talk to her in a few minutes. And as well, my good friend Michiko Hayashi is also on the line, too, coming to us by Skype from Tokyo, Japan. Michiko, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ted.
Wonderful.
It's good to talk to you here again. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Seiya, could you tell everyone a little bit about your conference you're having at the end of May and where people can register for it?
Yes, I like to do that. It's the very nice to be here in this program. And the name of this event is a Magical Nature and Water event that is happening in the end of May. This year, it's 25 till 28 of May. And it is located here in about 200 kilometers from Helsinki, the capital of the Finland. And you can get easily there by train from Helsinki. And to Helsinki, you can easily get, for example, from USA by plane. It's cost about 500 euros, I think, as the straight flight to Helsinki in many places. I don't know.
That's
exactly. I have been in New York, and that's why I'm telling this. But perhaps in the other side also, it's possible.
And I want to tell you that there are some airfares going on right now, sales, especially with JAL, Japan Airlines, and Scandinavian Airline Systems, SAS, which are wonderful airlines, and they have some reduced rates. So I just I saw them actually this morning. They're having some spring sales.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, it's at a place called Villa Aurora. And the website the website is www.villa-aurora.fi. And Michiko, you'll be giving a presentation there. What will you be talking about?
I will be talking about the message from water, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is water is showing that our consciousness, our words, everything we hear, everything we see affects water. And since we're 70% water, so how we feel, what we think, our emotion, everything affects ourselves and around the surroundings, our environment. So that's basically, briefly, what I will be talking about. And since the nature in Finland is just so beautiful and they have so much water there, I think they will be learning so much of the benefit for the nature and for themselves from this message from water.
Beautiful, beautiful, and from beautiful. That's so nice. And Seiya, thank you so much for putting this beautiful event on. This will be wonderful for people going there.
Yeah, I can say that it is started as a magic, and it will be a magical in many ways. It has happened so many beautiful things during this winter time when we were planning this event. So I'm sure that everyone who is coming here can feel the nature, the water. We have here 450 lakes.
Wow.
Surrounding Mäntyharju is the local name of this little town, you can call it.
Wow.
And Villa Aurora is by the two lakes, and so a lot of nature and water here.
And
beautiful.
And you're also, I mean, I think your price for the entire package, it's very reasonable, isn't it? It's like 60 euros. I'm trying to remember from the flyer.
Yeah, that's correct.
Very reasonable.
We want to offer this event to the people so that they can start to understand that there is so many magical things in the nature. But we have to stop there and think about and see and hear as Michiko is coming and tell us about this magic. And then Tigrilla, who is telling about the plants and how they are singing. They are so amazing. I can't put it into words how much I'm wondering these magical things in nature. They are, there is so many. And we try to put this as an annual magical event.
Wonderful.
Because we can get from nature different kind of magic things if we want to.
Wonderful.
Let's...
And for those of you, it's Tergila Gardenia, and she's from Domanur in Italy, northern Italy. And she has, actually she was on my program a couple of months ago, and she'll give examples of musical sounds of plants. They actually have a plant symphony in Domanur where they've recorded music that the plants have made as a symphony together. So plants have consciousness.
Yeah.
Wow, and then you also have some incredible people coming for concerts, don't you? You have music there?
Yeah, okay. For example, Kirsi Ranto, she's a very conscious, aware person, and she has an angel concert.
Oh, angel concert, how beautiful.
Yeah. And then we have the other one is Mr. Yore Maria Ranta, and she's very fond of also nature, and the songs will be telling about how beautiful it is and so on. And he is also yoga teacher as singer also here in Finland.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Seija and Michiko, I'd love to have you both back in 2 weeks. Would you be free then at 1 o'clock in the morning, Seija? You probably want to sleep, but...
yes, if I can sleep before that.
Okay, all right. What I could do is send you some coffee beforehand, and if I send it out tomorrow, you'll get it in time, so you'll have a nice cup of coffee before we go on air. But I'd love to have both of you back in a week or two. So.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you so much.
Anything else you'd like to say before we get off the air?
Well, there's one thing that, if I may, I would like to give one correction that you announced at the beginning of this program. Mm-hmm. You said you mentioned that about the Dominican Republic event that was going to be held in Punta Cana, you said, but this year it will be held in Santo Domingo.
Oh, you made you're absolutely right. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like people to know that this beautiful event in August will be held in Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic. So
okay.
I hope to see everyone there.
I wouldn't want anybody to come back at me and said, Ted, you said it was in Punta Cana, which is another part of the island, and they get there and they're saying, well, Ted said it was here, and then it's not there. It's someplace else an hour or two away.
Santo Domingo.
So I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. So,
right.
Anyway.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it's so lovely to have both of you on, Michiko and Seija. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll have you on in the next, I think about 2 weeks would be good, perhaps next week too. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lovely greetings from here.
Okay. Wonderful. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
And I say,
thank
I hope you have
you.
A wonderful
bye-bye,
sleep.
Chico.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Kitos.
Bye,
Kitos. Kitos. Wonderful, friends. That was Michiko Hayashi coming to us live from Tokyo, Japan, and Seija coming to us live from Villa Aurora near Helsinki, Finland. And with that, I have my wonderful friend with me. Deborah Stelfox, she's a numerologist and a matchmaker as well. But before we start, I'd like to play a song by the Beatles called Till There Was You, briefly for just a minute or two, and then we'll start with her interview.
I never heard it sing. till there was you.
Beautiful. I wanted to start off Deborah's interview with The Power of Love.
Oh, and, thank you, Ted.
And as Albert Einstein said in his beautiful letter to his daughter Listerl in 1955, that the universal force of the universe, the most powerful force is love. Love is light that lightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power. For love, we live and die. God is love, and God, love is God, and God is love. And with that,
melts our heart.
Isn't
huh?
that beautiful? That'll be part of my new book, which I'm publishing in a couple of months. So.
There's very little in our lives that is non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can disagree with anything that you just said.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. It's been
that and taxes.
Yeah. Well, Benjamin Franklin said death and taxes. That's the only thing certain in life, death and taxes.
No, but love.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no power higher.
Absolutely. And that's what I like about your work, too, because you help people find love and find happiness. And one of the ways you do it is through numerology, which is
fascinating. Yes, I'm a numerologist.
Which is just incredible. Like, for example, when I think it was last year, the year before, you did my numerology chart. And mm-hmm. you told me all these things with, I think, about 110% accuracy.
I love it because numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
When you get a reading, mm-hmm. You never know. Is it their truth? Is it their imagination?
Sure.
Is it your truth? Is it the truth through God's eyes?
Sure.
I like to stay as close as possible to science when possible.
Mm-hmm.
I also love intuition, and I do have intuitive gifts, and they
mm-hmm.
work very well.
Beautiful.
Because anybody can do the formulas that you use in numerology,
mm-hmm.
but I believe what brings it the magic
mm-hmm.
is the way that a person has their intuition structured so that their reading is hopefully more accurate,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's Beautiful. Like anyone can do, but it takes a special something. To make a blend or a beautiful soup or a tapestry out of the different numbers that we look at. And just to tell you a little bit, because I think some of your listeners maybe don't know that much about numerology. I meet people all the time that
mm-hmm.
know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the numerology that I do is called Pythagorean numerology. It originates 2,500 years ago approximately
mm-hmm.
in ancient
mm-hmm.
Greece. And mm-hmm. Pythagoras was a famous mathematician and philosopher. We all remember the Pythagorean theorem, don't you, Ted? sort of.
Yeah, sort of. It was, before this life, but I do remember it. Yeah, another life in Greece. Yeah,
both of us. But anyway, he taught us that there's more than mathematics to numbers. They have meaning.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I have a lot of listeners in Japan, and I know that Shintoism is fascinating because in Shintoism— all numbers have spirits in them.
I love
and they
that.
Mean something.
Yes, yes, it's
they
true.
Mean something.
And so we do all these formulas that have been passed down through the ages,
right.
and people are always getting cognitions to add to the science.
Right.
But it's accurate because numbers don't lie.
Fascinating.
Yeah, 2 + 2 = 4, and that's all there is to it.
I think I asked you this before, but I wanted to just curious to ask again. I know you've had no preparation, and I was supposed to send these questions to you yesterday, and I didn't.
It's okay.
But in 25 words or less, what does my birth date mean?
Okay, you're 11-2, and what was the year again?
54 in the last century.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to have to ask you that
That's
again.
Okay. That's
but,
all right.
But I'm older than you, so no embarrassment at our age.
It's all right.
No judgment. I believe you're a Life Path 5, correct?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and mm-hmm. I am validating that you are. And your life path 5, 4, and 2. Okay. This is just a cursory again. I'm just going to remind you because sometimes it's good to be reminded. We forget these things.
Sure.
And as a life path 5, Ted, there's a little part of you that's a wild Mustang on the prairie. Please don't. And anyone ever try and tell Ted what to do. It won't work. He's a little allergic.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's really great that you're a free spirit, you're self-employed, right,
mm-hmm.
at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're doing your own thing. You're a sole proprietor of your own world.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it's healthy for you,
mm-hmm.
Validating you right now. It's exceptional mm-hmm. because you're a little allergic to a boss. And you can do, you know, the employee mentality thing, but I don't think you're ever going to do it again this life.
I don't see it. No, I have done it. Yeah. It's been okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. Also, you're very sensitive. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the same time, like, okay, for example, in relationship, mm-hmm. In a love relationship, you are capable of amazing affection. Mm. And you're capable as a man mm-hmm. of feeling. Mm. You know how to feel. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, the spirit moves you where it's important to do so and important to learn your lessons, mm-hmm. you're going to jump in there and mm-hmm. you're going to pay attention to the feelings because you can do both. Mm. You can feel from the heart and you have a very good heart. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, especially all of us can do that, especially when we're not wounded. So mm-hmm. as we all heal our wounds mm-hmm. from past experience, mm-hmm. more and more is available. And so for you, mm-hmm. enjoying the process of loving and being loved is mm-hmm. a special thing. Not every man. You know, in our culture, has even the potential to feel. And a lot of women leave their men because they aren't emotionally available or are not emotionally literate. So what you can do also is when you get hurt, you can go in your head. Mm-hmm. Okay, because your life path number, which is the most powerful number in the chart and says more about you, mm-hmm. is a mental number. Mm-hmm. That defines you more than anything else. It tells me that you're very smart. Mm-hmm. It also tells me that you don't like a plan. And you have inner conflicts because your attitude number is a 4, which is all about being a planner, a big planner, detail-oriented.
I keep lists all the time.
But if you go to the negative, every number has a negative and a positive. If you went to, I'm not saying you do this, but if you went to the negative of the number, you could be a real nitpicker. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, you can throw plans to the wind. Like your definition would be, hey, a plan is something to deviate from.
That's funny.
And so you find yourself constantly maybe deviating or changing mid-course because there's another mm-hmm. part of you. You hate to be bored because you're not only are you a free spirit and you're very smart, but you love variety. You love change. You embrace travel. You travel a lot with your business and your side businesses, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at these international people you court. You love the whole scene of movement. And it's always in a progression of that which is going to change the world. That which is going to make things new and better.
Absolutely.
You're very, very uninspired, could we say, with old guard. You know, you're a progressive thinker. You always will be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thinking out of the box, cavorting with all the eccentric people, all the ones who in the past might have been burned at the stake.
Yeah, but we're all alive now.
They're your people, so you're unconventional. There's a part of you that likes a little bit of tradition, okay? And, you know, you're wearing a nice striped T-shirt, or I mean a nice striped shirt. It's a somewhat conservative shirt. So, you know, I'm just pointing that out because there's two sides to you.
Yeah.
You know, there's this avant-garde person that breaks loose, and there's this other person that honors a little bit of conservative quality, you know, and you're good at business too, Ted.
Oh, well,
you know, you have a business talent too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, watching the bottom line. And if you don't, it really does at a quiet level rack your nerves because there's something in your chart that says you really are comfortable when the money is like, you know, in order and you have it all like ducks in a row, you could say, now and for the future.
Map.
Is that true? So is this hitting any chords with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, one of the biggest changes I've noticed in the last 10, 15 years is I don't worry about anything anymore. I used to. Now I don't. Because worry is praying for something you don't want.
Yeah, of course. And in your numbers, I don't see in what I'm looking at, you know, because it's a very quick read. It's a cursory thing just based off your birthday. Sure. But your chart isn't loud with worry.
Well, thank you.
It's loud with needing to be a free spirit.
Well,
and be innovative and be part of progress and what's happening. And that certainly is all of what you're about. You know, you've really pushed the envelope. Out of This World Radio is the name of your show. And you know, I don't think you can go further out than some of the conversations that happen here with you.
Well, thank you.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And then also there's a part of you that likes grounding. So it's not about taking the high flight only. Mm-hmm. For you, it's about finally grounding the energy. And that's one thing that's been hard for me this lifetime.
Yeah.
And so I've been way out there in so many ways, especially with light. And I was led to meditation at the age of 20. I was with the gurus from India and spent lots of time.
Well, if I may, I'd like to give you two compliments. I've interviewed a lot of people in the last almost 4 years now. But I think you're one of the best numerologists in the country, if not the world. I really do. You've
darling.
Got so many good
Thank
talents.
You. Well, I in terms of using it for the love work that I do, because, you know, I'm a numerologist, but
Right.
After that's kind of how I got started with my business. My business is called Divine Matchmaker here in Seattle, and numerology was my first love. I took to it like a duck to water, like I've probably done it for lifetimes. And I woke up, and early on, I wrote my own numerology book, not for publishing, but for helping me make my charts up. And then I started finding out that I was really good at compatibility charts.
Oh, wonderful.
And then after doing compatibility to help people see, like, is my husband been cheating on me? What do you see? And, you know, is this person I'm dating prone to addiction? Because I won't stand for that.
Sure, right.
Et cetera.
All valid questions.
Yeah. What do you see in terms of my marriage? I mean, we're looking into retirement and I can't stand where it's going and I'm scared. I'm scared of my husband or me retiring. And then we have to look at each other and get real.
Right.
So what do you see?
Right.
And, you know, I found out that I was really good as a love and relationship coach.
Yeah.
So that's what I did next, and then it eventuated into Matchmaker, so I'm putting it all together.
I have to give you another compliment, too, and how can I phrase this? I've learned from my friends, my spirit friends on the other side, Deborah, that as you spiritually progress, you actually get younger looking, and you look about 36, maybe.
Oh, come on. I'm pushing 70, Ted.
I know. That's what I'm saying, is that you look half your age. Seriously. And for those people interested in out there at looking youthful, forget about cosmetics. Forget about plastic surgery. Become spiritual. Because the more spiritual you are, the clock, the biological clock starts reversing. And my Pleiadian friend, my friends from the Galactic Alliance and the Pleiadian friends, they tell me that the humans in the Pleiades constellation, they actually live an average of about 1,000, 1,200, 1,400 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked at a Pleiadian woman or a Pleiadian man of 300 years old, they would look about what they'd look like here on Earth about 30 years.
Oh.
So it's amazing. And people who are very spiritual are becoming that. They actually, the clock actually starts to reverse. So forget about plastic surgery. Forget about cosmetics. Forget about all the I mean, it's important to take care of your body, but you do, in fact, start reversing that clock when you become more spiritual.
Well, I've been practicing meditation.
That helps.
I love transcendental meditation. That's the one that I got into.
Yeah.
Became a teacher of it. Spent a lot of time with Maharishi, the Beatles guru.
Beautiful.
And I started that at about age 21. And you're getting under the hood at one of my secrets.
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, I haven't had any alcohol since I was 20. No coffee, not one single cup of coffee since age 20.
That's un-American.
And I've had no red meat.
Well, okay, good.
And I've been into organic and health food and spring water.
Wonderful.
And that's a lot of decades.
Wow.
And perhaps, I know that I have sisters who are younger than me, but they might look a little older, according to my stepmother. That's what she tells me.
Right.
And so, in all humility, I believe that all these things play a part. But definitely, meditation, deep meditation, reverses the aging process. It's kind of a known fact right now.
Amazing. Amazing. Mm. You know, when I posted you on Facebook and Twitter, in 19 different languages on Twitter, I took this beautiful red heart. as to show people, because it was I'm looking for that came immediately to mind. But you do a wonderful service for people. Let me ask you quick: how can people get a hold of you if they want your services? They're looking for love and they need some
advice. Thank you. I'd like to give my phone number and an email. Okay.
All right. I hope it doesn't crash. But anyway, go ahead.
My phone number is 360-799-9301.
That's in the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you can also reach me at Deborah, and it's spelled the Hebrew, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, and Stelfox, S-T-E-L-F-O-X, Deborah Stelfox, at gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful.
They can reach me that way, and I'm sure you post it on your website, too.
Okay. Yeah,
people can go there and find me.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think it's already there. I have to ask you, now, numbers are very powerful, and this year is 2017.
Right.
And if you add all the numbers together, you get a 1. Is that right? You get
2 plus 1 plus 7 is 10.
10.
1 plus 0 is 1.
Is 1.
So you have great math skills.
Well, I do like that. I do like numbers myself. But
I'm teasing.
What does that mean in terms of numerology? If you were an extraterrestrial coming to planet Earth, but you were an excellent numerologist.
Yeah, and you'd sit here and you'd look at them and you'd say, well, Listen, dude, we have this thing called linear time here. We have a time-space continuum, unlike what you may have come from. But we have, in numerology, we have cycles of nine. The numbers are 1 to 9, and the years go 1 to 9. Our personal charts, we have a personal year, Ted, and we have a world year. And you're absolutely right about the world year. And right now, you're in a personal year of 5. But getting back to your question, which matches your, so you are going to have never a dull moment. Has your year felt like it's moving quickly? You can hardly keep up with it?
I can hardly keep
this
up with
it. This is a year where it's going to be never a dull moment. It could invite a little drama. Sorry.
That's all right. It's okay.
But you can handle it. It keeps life interesting anyway.
Yeah,
but we're in a personal year of 1, so I would tell this person, this is about us having new beginnings.
Uh-huh.
We have a brand new president this year, for example, in the United States of America.
Right.
Where we would expect advances that are unbelievable in science and technology, new things being launched. Mm-hmm. Our history shows that the internet started in a year 1 or was launched then. I mean, if you go back in history, it's amazing the things that came forward in a year of 1.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And in people's lives, it's going to influence everybody, no matter what their personal year is, that they're feeling this energy to start over. And on the heels of the last guest that you had, where he talked about the sun instigating, according to his feelings, a lot of the shift and change that's going on.
Wow.
We have to keep abreast of the shift and change. And whether you meditate or not or do anything for consciousness, just by being on the earth and breathing right now with the upsurge of the vibrational increase, people are going to be new all the time. That's why, like for me, with relationship books that people write, are they obsolete within a year or two? I think so, because what I'm finding in my practice and what I'm dedicated to is helping people come together and learn what it is to have conscious, healthy relationship. The old rules don't work, Ted. They just don't work. And people don't know why, but they're searching out new ways of interacting and just like feeling so satisfied. They come to my home office, they sit down as a couple, and they just breathe in and soak in. They just can't wait to come for the next appointment because they're ready.
Cool.
They're ready.
Wonderful.
Especially these younger kids.
Sure.
You know, anyway, it's so exciting.
This is just
a joke. It's so exciting.
This is just a joke, but it's also a compliment too. Your work is likely far more effective than Prozac or any antidepressant.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Because it's about you can't sidestep truth, okay?
Right, exactly.
Like a therapist, you know, and this is no disparaging therapist. I believe in him. Sometimes it's good to suggest that people go to a therapist and not a love coach.
Sure.
But people find that it's really satisfying because, you know, I don't have to talk very long to figure the thing out. I look at their chart. I take the name they go by. I can do a 6 core number chart in like under 5 minutes. And I have, and then I can do it on the other person. And within 5 or 6 minutes, I have their entire relationship nailed. And I know what they're doing, how they're treating each other. I just get so much information so quickly.
Wow. Beautiful.
And then we start working from there. So it's like it saves time.
Beautiful.
It's bang for your buck.
Wow.
And that's always cool, right?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Right?
Well, I think as the vibration of this plant goes higher and higher and higher.
It is. There's no question.
Simon mentioned 60. I had heard 90 last week, just last week. And for tens of thousands of years, the Schumann resonance or the frequency of planet Earth was 7.8 hertz.
Hmm.
Then it almost doubled last September.
Yay.
And
sounds great.
Up to 36 Christmas, and then it went down to 32, and then shot up again in January to 40. Now it's at 90, 60 or 90.
Right.
I mean, all I do is see it going higher and higher. And as this goes higher and higher, what does that mean? It means that we're headed to the fifth dimension.
Well, honey, it's all what is called in physics phase transition. We're going from a state of much lower and less coherence, more disorderliness.
Right.
We're going into a state of much higher order.
Right.
The higher dimensions have more order, more synchronous. They're more connected to spirit, right? Less dense and less capable of doing that which is violation on natural law.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving to be more in accord with natural law. And that's going to change everything. And the thing that we watch in physical systems with physics, for example, is before there's a phase transition going from water to ice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Water, it has a certain orderliness. Then ice has a certain orderliness. In the interim, there's something that happens where the molecules and the atoms are random and chaotic. They're crazy. And that's called the phase transition before it goes into a higher state of order and becomes ice. It's no different than what's happening on the planet now.
Wow,
relationships are going to be shaken up. Institutions are going to be shaken up. People sit and predict doom and gloom. They predict disasters. They predict so many predictions about the horrible stuff.
Right. Forget
I don't
it.
Not sense. Have, I don't, see I don't it. Sense Korea. Okay, here in Seattle, Korea is not going to bomb the out of us.
No.
They aren't.
No.
And it's just I just know too many people that there's so many light workers here in the Seattle area. I mean, per capita, we're dense, right? Don't you feel that?
Well, absolutely.
And with the per capita,
there's a reason,
of light workers.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And I discovered it last year, from Mount Shasta all the way to Vancouver Island in Vancouver. This is like ground zero as far as higher vibrations, and it's because this is a part of Lemuria that broke off in the nuclear war that the Atlanteans started 12,500 years ago, destroyed
each
of the
planet.
I
love that. I feel very connected to Lemuria. Do you?
Absolutely.
You do
absolutely.
Too?
All that love energy, and it's here. Much of it's
know.
Here. There are good pockets elsewhere in Los Angeles. There are some wonderful pockets of spiritual high spiritual consciousness in L.A. L.A.'s got some great places. Sedona's a great place. Where else? Oh, there's lots of places around the world that have wonderful spiritual places.
Yes,
in Florida.
They do.
Great. But as far as a geographic area, that's this goes about, I don't know, maybe 600 or 700 miles. This is the largest area that I know of, certainly North America.
I can validate that, Ted, from the yogic perspective, because I've spent a lot of time with the enlightened yogis.
Right.
They always felt some fondness for this area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a community of people that practice meditation. Oprah's really into it. She started Transcendental Meditation and paid for all of her employees to start at Harpo. She's really into it. And she and Chopra are doing a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, okay, I lost my point.
You're talking about
that.
Oprah, and they were doing meditation.
Yeah, I know, but I was going to segue it into something else I was saying about the vibration of the planet.
Yeah, it's really gone up.
And I was going to validate you on the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that community that she loves is in Fairfield, Iowa, and it's a place where thousands of people are, well, hundreds.
Yeah.
But they try to get a certain ratio because the square root of 1% doing meditation and levitation together helps radiate such a vibration of coherence, works on a mathematical formula to help ensure that life goes in a more evolutionary process, more life supportive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating science.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, an enlightened guru told me that if anyone lives anywhere outside of that particular community, because it's quite high there, it should be the Pacific Northwest.
Really?
Because of the underlying spiritual vibration.
Beautiful.
And you might know this better than me, but some people have been wondering if a lot of the money and technology and the thirst for material advancement here that's been exploding in Seattle has had a mitigating effect or pushed some of the devata out. I haven't checked that out very well, but I don't think so. I think we're able to keep pace and keep it really, really great. But some people have wondered if that's, jammed the works a little bit here.
Well, I can answer that. I'm going to answer it carefully.
Okay.
There's no place on the planet that's perfect. And the West Coast here is not perfect either. We do have our problems, and there are areas where there's negativity.
Right.
There are some dark spots.
Right.
But overall, the vibrational rate up here is very high. There's actually three energy vortexes. There's one in Olympia, one in Bellingham, and a third one in Port Townsend. And then in addition to that, there's a center out in Whidbey Island, out in the San Juan Islands, Friday Harbor, several energy vortexes out there. And that's left over from Lemuria. You've also got vortexes at Mount Adams and at Mount Shasta as well. So you've got all these different vortexes up and down the West Coast here. And I really feel it. As a psychic, when I do my work out here, there are places I go in the world where people aren't as accepting as the work that I do. But here, I run into people are more or less accepting of it, and they believe in the other side. They believe in angels, and many people believe in a supreme being or God, if you will.
Well, there's a higher percentage of what I call spiritual progressives here. It's just that simple, and that's why it's no mistake that I think Divine Matchmaker was born, and nature kind of tapped me right on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The Divine Mother Essence tapped me on the shoulder. It was very clear. It's a whole story about that experience and how that happened to me, but.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been chosen in this area to do this sort of work to bring spiritual progressives together. Because, Ted, my thinking is, this is my thought form. I mean, I have the impulse, but then our thoughts come up, too, and our experience. And my experience is that, as Maharishi said to me one time, We don't know how drastic or dramatic phase transition will be. Remember when I talked to you about this, you know, the electrons in physics being random and chaotic, and we're in a phase transition vibrationally with the planet and our lives and our institutions and everything. Well, as that goes on, nobody can accurately predict. Some people channel and say not even God can completely know. The supreme being of the universe cannot completely know the future. Because we've been given free will. There's so many factors, involved. So my thought is, Ted, that while all this is going on, so much incredible change that I'm sure with your out of this world people that come on and talk about other dimensions and other planets and other beings and ETs and everything else, they're looking at us, I've heard, as a big experiment. And they're impressed with how we're managing this amazing rapid change, like nowhere else in the universe almost, right? Haven't you heard that stuff? So I figure that while we're going through this, I keep getting the message, Deborah, you need to match up these higher vibrating souls. You need to match the light workers and the younger people who are indigo, crystals, star children, rainbows, and get them together because, you know, there's that old thing about the whole is more than the sum of the parts. And kind of being there for security of heart, holding hands, being a stronger force within your homes, within your private dwelling places, where everything gets so personal and so powerful. People need to couple. And there are too many people in our country that are single. Well, and I think it's not good for us right now. Well, That's what I think. I think we need to couple up and be more of a fortress together.
Well, I think there are negative elements here in the United States, and I'm sure elsewhere too, that they've done everything they can to destroy the family.
Amen.
And
they
want people to be alone and lonely so they can be manipulated by the mass media and by large institutions so they don't have the power of love in their lives. But that's where your work is so important because you help people find love and get reconnected again.
And if they're in relationship, help them get set right. I like to save relationships. I like to especially to save marriages.
Yeah.
And I like to help single people who want to attract love. I teach an inner yogic technique to attract the soulmate. And I do a lot of coaching around helping people who want to find love and it keeps eluding them. I do a lot of coaching to help them set the stream right. And then the most rewarding thing for me is hearing, I think I found my soulmate, because they actually listened to me and did what I said and practiced, and it worked, and that's so satisfying.
Would you like me to share a love potion with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All my listeners out there, you may want to take notes on this. It does work. I've shared it before. You take 6 red rose petals, and then you make take an envelope or make a piece of paper into a triangular envelope. And you put the 6 red rose petals inside of that envelope. Then you seal it. And then you take a red candle and you light it. And then for 20 minutes, you put a piece of hard red candy on top of your tongue. Cough drops are good, or lifesavers, red. And then as that melts, you don't crunch it, but as that melts for 20 minutes, visualize the beautiful sweet love coming into you and ask God and the love angels to bring your sweetheart to you, partner, you know, whoever you're looking for. You can specify characteristics if you want. But most of the time, I think it's better just to leave the door open and let it up to the supreme being as far as who you're supposed to be with.
Right.
And then after you're done with that for 20 minutes, you take that energy, which has now gone into the rose petals, and you cover take the envelope and you put it around your heart for a man in a shirt pocket or a woman. You put it on your body somewhere, or maybe purse is okay, but you want it on you, actually. Mm-hmm. Keep it there 24/7. Mm-hmm. And for people who've used it before, I've had people find a sweetheart in 2 weeks, another one a month, but it's usually fairly acting. But you got to visualize the kind of person you want to meet and just kind of open yourself up to the universe and visualize you meeting him.
I love
him
it.
Or her, whatever.
I love it.
So
people
work.
Have, Ted, a lot of limiting beliefs on attracting love. And anything we do by repetition,
that's true.
Okay, is going to help reprogram the subconscious because 88% to 95% of the time we're coming from our subconscious. So those tapes are running us, and people have beliefs. I'm too fat. I'm too short. I'm too small. I'm too rich. I'm too poor.
Right.
Rich people are scared of gold diggers, and poor people are ashamed. And so the list goes on and on and on of issues that get in the way.
Right.
So, you know, as people, you know, go and repeat things that they want to draw to them, you know, qualities, and then their awareness settles on that. Mm-hmm. It's part of a powerful technique that I use as well. You're mentioning some actual laws of attraction that actually do work. So I love it.
That's beautiful. That's
beautiful.
I have a couple of questions to ask you.
Yeah.
And what does a year of five mean? You said my personal year was five.
Yes.
I'm curious what that means.
Yes. Well, we said it's a year that moves very fast.
Okay.
It's like busy, like nobody's business. There's never a dull moment. You're going to be absolutely like a marathon runner.
Wow.
Okay. There could be a lot of travel involved this year. I don't know what you've got planned for traveling, but you already mentioned Shasta. And there might be some international travel.
Quite a bit. Yeah, there's several places I'm going.
And it means there could be drama in your life, and you have a free will choice as to knowing that there could be and deciding I'm not going to react, I'm going to respond. And when drama comes, I'm going to stay inner. That's your choice, Ted, because you can move, go outward with it and create more drama. And almost like some people, in order to distract from what's vital in our lives, sometimes many of us, Ted, I mean, so often, it's so common, it's so human, to go and escape a little bit from things that are hurting us or we don't want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get caught in the urgent, not the vital. So asking yourself questions this year, Ted, what is vital for you this year? Don't go getting caught up in dramas where you don't belong as a way to distract from what is urgent that you're putting off for we don't know what reason.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but that could be typical in a year of five.
Well, that's
because five is an addiction number. So we all have all kinds of addictions. We can be workaholics. We can be, you know, carboholics. We can go run for sugar. And with the higher frequencies and vibrations, it's a time to get real and honest and authentic about how do I keep this healthy and not dysfunctional and unhealthy.
Hmm.
Right?
Beautiful.
So that's a guiding thing for you this year, darling, as all these things come forward for you and also shielding for you. Because if it could be a year that drags up a little more drama and you're a sensitive soul, because I see how sensitive your heart is. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Beautiful heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, shielding things like you just shared your beautiful technique. And I took notes.
Does work.
Yeah. And, you know, like sometimes people might come at you like, you alluded to some things with the gentleman before, okay?
Yeah.
And you mentioned white light, but there's something more you can do, okay? And this could be for everybody. So I think I'd like to share it.
Please. Yes, wonderful.
You can visualize, because you mentioned visualization, you can visualize roses all around you. And there is something about that technique being the energy of pulling in the Christ energy.
Wonderful.
And also you can create a dome of all the colors of the rainbow all over you, a great big dome, all the colors of the rainbow, and then all the colors each have a different vibration. So when people come in to attack or doubt you or are troublesome or an event, then it will take from you what it needs rather than you having to be hit so hard.
Beautiful.
When it
Thank
hits
you.
Those colors of the rainbow, that dome, they get what they need because it's going to resonate what they need. And you don't have to be so affected.
I have a beautiful French love song I'd like to play in a few minutes toward the end.
Woo-hoo.
And it's all about white roses.
Woo-hoo.
In a few minutes. But that the greater dome, I can see a rainbow. So you create, I often put white light around me, then I put mirrors around me as well. Can that be used in conjunction with the dome?
There are people in the metaphysical world that are feeling that the mirrors aren't the best thing, and I can't remember why, but I quit doing that when I heard that wasn't the best.
I've heard
for right now.
What about blue flames?
Blue, I haven't heard flames, but what I have heard is the neon blue. And I don't know which gas station it is, but there's a gas station that features neon blue as part of their color advertising at their gas stations.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really bright neon blue. Uh-huh. And you can put that out, visualize that in all directions 20 feet out from you.
Nice.
And that one is particularly good in traffic. This all gets back to self-love. It all gets back to self-love, which is the biggest thing that I run up against in working with people, either looking for love, having love relationship problems, is that they almost without question, absolutely every single one of us needs to do work on increasing our love of ourselves. And you know what? There can be no self-loathing at all. Mm-hmm. There's one place that you can go where there's never self-loathing or any self-hatred, no self-sabotage, and that's a state of grace. And that's in being in source, or as Yoda said, may the force be with you. It's being with the force, mm-hmm. source, God, pure creative intelligence, whatever you want to call it, source. I mean, I don't care. Give it a name. It's that place.
You know, this is so much fun. I want you on my television show next week. How about that? Be free then, maybe?
Okay.
The following
maybe
week?
I better wear pink.
No.
I look like the vibration of the heart.
That would be good.
Already here I am. I'm such a girl planning my outfit.
I'd love to have you on. And with that, what I'd love to do, Eric, could we please play that? It's a first part of a French love song by Orchestra Fred Rebold. It's called Roses Blanches. In English, it's called The White Roses.
Des roses blanches que pour toi, ma chère Sylvie. Car avec toi, j'aimerais t'en faire ma vie. Même dans mes rêves, je te vois et je te sens tout près de moi. Mon seul bonheur serait que cela se réalise. Ces roses blanches, je voudrais qu'elles te le disent. Ce que mon cœur ressent et ne peut pas dire. Quand je te vois, j'ai le cœur qui bat. Tu me troubles et bloques ma voix. Un seul regard venant de toi et tout s'enflamme. Et souvent seul avec mes roses, je leur parle de toi, comme si nous étions tous les deux ensemble, nous ferons ces quelques pas. Te souviens-tu de notre enfance? Déjà je courais après toi. Seulement c'était un jeu si beau et tendre qui m'a pris et grandi en moi. Le jour, la nuit, je ne rêve que de toi.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a song called The White Roses. It's from France. It's a French love strong song by the Orchestra Fred Rebold. Anyway, I've been, for those of you just tuning in, this is Ted Marr from Out of This World Radio, broadcasting live from here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. I have a wonderful numerologist who I consider one of the country's and possibly the world's best numerologists here in my studio, Deborah Stelfox. And Deborah, could you please give your contact information?
Okay.
Again,
Phone number 360-799-9301. And Deborah, the Hebrew, Deborah Stelfox, Stelfox, Deborah Stelfox @gmail.com. And remember, everybody, May 1st is coming. There's an old tradition of leaving May baskets of flowers on people's steps without them knowing who it was from. Leave a special treat on May 1st of love to someone who's special to you. Leave a May basket.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a reminder of something we can do to add to all the love.
I wanted to ask you quickly, we've got just a couple of minutes left. Let's say a person's address, let's say their address is 1347. What, if you add all those numbers together, what does that mean, numerology?
Okay, Ted, that's a 6. And that tells me that that house is a house of nurturing. It's a house of love. Look at the numeral 6. It has a fat belly. Mm-hmm. That little belly at the bottom is a belly full of divine love, mother love, romantic love, cosmic love, all kinds of love. So that would be a house where people that are loving, and it's a house that wants love, and it's a house that can be nurturing. 6 energy has to be careful because, as I said before, every number has a negative and a positive. With the 6 energy, people can be inspired. If they go to the negative living in a 6 house, it can contribute to anyone who tends to be codependent.
Uh-huh.
So making sure that you don't over nurture is an important thing to remember in a 6 house.
Okay.
And people can change their houses to being a house that attracts money or attracts love.
So
you can change it.
Do you add a number 2 to the door to change it to an 8?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's a fabulous idea. 8 is a money attraction number, and the money attraction numbers are 5, 6, and 8, with 8 being the kingpin.
Okay. Another number real quick, 2611.
2611. Is that an address, Ted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a house of 1. That is a house of creative visionary leadership. That is a house of ambition. A house of striking out with new beginnings and creative genius. So it's
great.
A wonderful,
That's
it's a mental number. It's a mental number.
That's the Emoto office in Tokyo. That's their address.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, my goodness, we've already run to the end of the time already. Eric, how much time we got, Liver? Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for coming on today. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend.
Full of love.
Full of love. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.